Ecologist and author Sandra Steingraber will speak Thursday night in Kalamazoo. She will read from her most recent book, Raising Elijah, Protecting Our Children in an Age of Environmental Crisis. Steingraber, a scholar in residence at Ithaca College in New York, says she's glad to be speaking in a region where there is an ongoing controversy over PCB contamination, cleaning up a massive oil spill on the Kalamazoo River, and hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, to extract natural gas.
PCBs, tar sands, fracking, these will all be part of the conversation that I want to have in this place, and I can see no better place to have it than in Kalamazoo.
Steingraber says her life changed course when she was diagnosed with bladder cancer when she was 20. That piqued her interest in environmental links to cancer.
My mother actually was already diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer when I was diagnosed with bladder cancer, and we became co-cancer patients together. Then my aunt went on to die of the same kind of bladder cancer that I had. But knowing I was adopted meant that I began to realize how, in our culture, many people, including my own doctors, presume that what ran in families necessarily runs in genes, and saw family cancers as hereditary cancers rather than maybe cancers of shared exposure. And so essentially then the relationship between human health and environmental health became my life's work, and I've now written a trilogy of books on that connection.
In your book, Raising Elijah, you introduce a term called well-informed futility. Explain what this means.
Yeah, that's the opening concept of the book, I would say, in Raising Elijah. And I wanted that to be my starting place because I had already at that point written a couple of books laying out the evidence for a link between, we've been talking about cancer in the environment, but the book after that I actually look at pregnancy and look at risk for miscarriages and learning disabilities, birth defects, and so on. Those are really scary topics for people. And so what I began to realize is that our inability to actually look at this evidence, we turn away from it reflexively. It seems depressing and overwhelming, and we don't really want to know. And why is that? Why is it we can't take a look at this? And so one of my readers actually introduced me to the work of a German psychologist who had this concept that he had done some theorizing and research about called well-informed futility. And for him, it referenced not the environmental crisis, but rather a phenomenon in the 1960s in which people who watched a lot of television news on the Vietnam War were less likely to take action. And there's something about seeing these horrible pictures, which at the time, of course, the Vietnam War was the first war really televised in what we would call real time now, but it's pretty close to it. And instead of galvanizing people, it had the opposite impact.
Steingraber says there are now two major crises. One is toxic contamination, and the other is climate change.
We're just unable to really look at the square in the eye. So I felt like until we deal with this phenomenon of well-informed futility and the way it creates a kind of existential paralysis in our hearts and in our political system, we're just not going to find the determination and resolve to go forward.
Do we have to accept less convenience in some ways that we've come to expect in modern life in exchange for cleaner air and water and fewer health risks?
No, just the opposite, I would say. Here's where the good news begins. I mean, there's a few pieces of good news. So and you just hit on one of them. Let me just articulate the other. You know, if I thought that cancer, for example, was simply in this inherited problem, that we inherited bad cancer genes and they just exploded at random and there was nothing we could do about that, that would be truly depressing. But instead, what the evidence shows us is that a large proportion of cancers are actually attributable to the things that people put into the environment, either chemicals or the way the built environment is created, forcing people, for example, to commute long distances behind diesel trucks and lead a sedentary life. Those are the kinds of things that explain the lion's share of cancers. And given that evidence, we as people can alter what we put into the environment and how we create a built environment. And likewise, I think that the evidence is that should we move forward with innovations in green chemistry and green energy, that our lives simply get better, that there's a convenience in, for example, not being plunged into the cold in the dark every time there's a windstorm because a tree falls down on a power line. And it's amazing to me that our energy system is stuck in a kind of time capsule. I mean, the rest of the world moves on with this amazing innovation, and yet we're still shoveling coal into an oven and lighting it on fire.
Sandra Steingraber will read from her latest book, Raising Elijah, Protecting Our Children in an Age of Environmental Crisis, when she speaks Thursday night at Kalamazoo College. Steingraber's talk begins at 8 o'clock in the Light Fine Arts Dalton Theater. It's part of the Changing Climate series presented by Western Michigan University's Center for the Humanities. A longer interview with Sandra Steingraber can be heard on West Southwest tomorrow morning at 9:20. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.